Spoken Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Luke, and we're in chapter 19. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Do you really want to see who Jesus is? Do you really? You know, Jesus is altogether good.
Okay, he is. And sometimes when you're around somebody who's altogether good, it makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable. There are people I've been around in my Christian life that I thought, man, he just makes me feel like a pygmy spiritually. He gives, he gets up and he goes and he does and he's serving and he's willing to, you know, give money and he's working extra hours to help other people. And I mean, just blows me away. They're tireless. Because what's happened is somehow maybe a good family, a good foundation, but they found Jesus and it just took it on the steroids. We ought to all aspire to be like that. And the more we spend time with Jesus, the more we ought to become like that, because Jesus was tireless as well. Well, when Jesus came to the place and he looked up and he told him to come down, he made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. I remember one time where I walked into a home. It was a little apartment on top of a theater, you know, middle of our little town in Wind Gap, Pennsylvania. And there was this little apartment, and this lady was sitting there at the table with her Bible open as I came into her house. And she said, tell me, how can I know I'm going to heaven? Never had that before. I'm like, you just blew half of my talk here for the first 15, 20 minutes of just trying to warm up, and you've just gone right to the chase. And I had the privilege of leading that lady to Jesus because she was ready. Do you know, back in the days of the Great Awakenings, they would have people like George Whitfield and Charles Wesley and some of these guys going around. And when they would go in, Jonathan Edwards is known to have gone across as an itinerant preacher. He was not known for bombastic preaching, but he wrote his sermons and he read them in candlelight. And they would preach the sermon by simply reading his sermon from candlelight in barns. And people were known to have held onto the barn poles, crying out, God, have mercy on me! As he simply read the words of doom and damnation that would come upon the lost. Now listen, the thing that comes home to my heart as I prepare this message for us today is that I'm seeing people who are neither repenting of their sins. It's not happening. In the 9/11 experience, people came out 2 or 3 weeks and they were gone. That was a sad stroke, but it was something. But we're right now up against it, man. People's backs are against the wall and people are not worried about their souls. They don't realize that right now we are on a precipice of doom in the greatest country the world has ever seen. And I say to you that Jesus is the only answer to getting through this. And it's not about the politics. It's not about the party. And it's not about the people that are in motion trying to do evil around us. It's about your soul. It's for every bit of your eternal welfare. And people are being shaken and they're still not running to the cross. That is a scary thing. And the Bible says that when he made haste and came down and received him joyfully, it says, and when they saw it, this is the crowd that was following him, made up of Pharisees and Sadducees and all those guys. We'll see them mentioned in person here in a minute. But they murmured, saying, he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. As if you're not. Okay, frankly. Oh, no, it's me. Lord, you know me. Lord, Lord. Remember, the Bible says if many are going to come and say, Lord, Lord, he'll say, I never knew you. Well, what we have here is a bunch of people who think they got it going on. Now, the problem with thinking you got it going on for no good reason is you can deceive yourself very easily. Because what happens to people who think they are and aren't is that they've many times gotten a hold of the system. And the system of religion is a system that is as insidious, if not more than most. Because it is one that says, I've scraped and I've done everything I can. I've sat at the right people's feet. I've learned at the right universities. I've got the right education. And we think, man, I'm okay. Back in the Great Awakenings again, there were many times because the nation was still a lot more fragmented because of the fact that it was spread way out and people didn't have easy means to get to each other and talk and convey information. Many times there was only one church in town. And that church had a pastor who wasn't even saved. And sometimes they were trained, but they weren't saved. And the people had a dilemma. Do we keep going to this church or what do we do? And upon reflection, there wasn't much they could do, so they went about praying for their preacher to get saved. Prayed, God, save that preacher. We need a lot of preachers to get saved today. We see it in the book of Judges. Remember the man who had his Levite, and he came and he worked with him, and then the people came through, and they were a crowd of brigands, and they said, "Hey, you're going to work for us." And so he said, "I got a better place here, I'm leaving." I think his name was Micah. And we're looking at that kind of thing today. Where's my place? Where do I get the best retirement, you know? Not about what is God doing and what should I be doing in the field. They say of him that he goes and eats with a sinner. The Bible says, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, not unto them. He said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." I'm telling you something. It was D.L. Moody who was known for preaching. One of the greatest signs of repentance is restitution. He made a lot of mileage on that. Because a lot of times people have this question mark. Was I literally sincere? Did I mean it? And there's probably good reason for them to think about that because nothing changed or whatever. Because the devil is very delicate with a new convert. He'll be real quiet for a while and then sneak back in. But when you go into your depths of your heart and you begin to say, who have I wronged and what have I done and have I taken anything? And you begin to think, I need to go back and I need to return or I need to make restitution if possible. You know, sometimes people have been offended by us before and they died. You can't make restitution and things like that. Or it's not against a person. It's against an institution. There's no way to really do some things. But sometimes there's something you can do. And the Bible talks about crucifying the flesh. And so there's a time for some restitution. And this is what he's doing. And the interesting thing is that he's actually quoting the Old Testament about thieving. If somebody is caught as a thief, he's supposed to restore fourfold. He knew. See, but he had played by a system that he had been given. But he was tired of that system. And now he's thinking, I read what should be going on here. I should be changed. But I never thought it was real because everything I saw was contradicting the reality. Now, listen, do you think it's like that today? When you turn on your TV and there's Benny Hinn knocking people down? When there's Joel Osteen telling everybody you can have your best day now and writing a book saying the power of I am, which is God's covenantal name, and he treats it like it's just his little handle for telling you that you can say to yourself, I'm a good person, I'm strong, I'm capable. I'm telling you, we're living in a day where the world is checked out on faith because there's not many people who are living by faith and living their faith. It has to be you and it has to be me. This man found the real deal in Jesus, and he was ready. And I'm telling you, there's going to be people in our world that are going to be damned for eternity if we don't do something. We need to love them, and we need to continue to love them. And that's hard. We need to get down and serve. We need to wash their feet. We need to carry water for them. We need to try to figure out a way, because it's not about the politics. Let's let God take care of that. Right now, he's shaking our tree, but he might be shaking the tree of somebody you know as well. I know people who are literally shaking all the time who are lost. They're constantly just beside themselves because of the situation that this world has come into in the past year. They're living in fear because they have nothing but this world. And they don't realize that if things continue, they will never get back the world they once knew. And for many of them, they have been in a place where they have applauded it. I get notes from the union saying, vote for all things that are contrary to everything I believe in. Because that's what the union does. They're power brokers. And they are telling you to vote for people who are like Moses, who organized labor and got everybody to be free from Egypt. And they've got the whole narrative. And they got the fist saying, resist. They don't even know what they're doing. And that's why we can love them. They don't know what they're doing. Verse 9 says, and Jesus said, this day salvation has come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. You see what he just said? He said, here's a guy who's a son of Abraham. You remember, don't you? Romans 9:6 says, not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. They're not all Israel who are children of Jacob. They're not all Israel who were born physically from the line of Abraham. What's he saying? He's saying, here is one who is truly a son of Abraham. Why? Because he has a genuineness, a purity. He saw the system. He got tired of it. It wore out for him, and he was enriched by it. But here he is showing that he gets it now. One piece of the puzzle was missing, and he came across the line. I say to you that this is not unlike where we find in Scripture over and again, not all are Israel who are of Israel. Timothy talks about widows who are widows indeed. You know, there's widows, but there are widows who are widows indeed. They have certain qualifications. John 8:31, Jesus said to the Jews that believed on him, he says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You remember Nathanael we mentioned a moment ago. Jesus saw Nathanael coming and said, behold, an Israelite indeed. You see, what Jesus saw in Zacchaeus was that he was indeed one who could see when he was shown what was true. You see, the devil is a great divider. We're seeing it in our generation. Divide against this person, divide against that person. And I tell you, if Jesus is somewhere down the list and you think you're a good person, but you're not listening to his word and you're not realizing that racism and division and sexism and all of the kind of isms that are out there are schismatic. If you don't see what the devil's doing, then you are indeed ignorant of his devices, because the devil comes not to build and care for, but to steal and kill and destroy. And if we're playing according to his rules, then we have a system that is not a biblical one. Because Jesus comes to heal and to save that which is lost and to help those that are sick to become well. And he is the great physician, is the only one who can. So I find this interesting, because the Bible tells us that this is a son of Abraham, Jesus says. He's a son of Abraham. He gets it. And he puts his faith in Jesus. And how do we know? Because he gives back gives away half of his goods, and he gives fourfold. And it doesn't have anything to do with Jesus saying, go sell all you have. He just did it. Made restitution. How did he know? Because he had read the law. Why? Because he was a guy who knew what the systems were made up of. You know, there's a lot of people who become lawyers so they can be politicians. There's a lot of people who become doctors because then they can be the smartest guy in the room. There's a lot of people who become psychologists because they can become the social engineers and tell other people with less degrees what's right and wrong, because that's what they want. They want to be able to define it for themselves. And many people who even get into those lines have a lot of personal problems, and that's why they're trying to fix themselves. Okay, but some people are trying to get to angle themselves so that they have a powerful place in the room. Well, Jesus said in verse 9, that he was a son of Abraham. It was obvious because of his restitution. Verse 10 says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. So he just shut down all of the murmurers, because this man opened his mouth before Jesus ever had to even defend him. Why? Because Jesus knew. He knew what he was about. He knew what he was like. And he knows you. He knows if there's something in there that's still alive and wriggling and trying to get out and be free. Me in my dark times, my couple of years as a teenager, and then God just kept messing with me because he wouldn't let me go. I'm so glad he doesn't let me go. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.